Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. French warplanes have carried out strikes on the Syrian city of Raqqa, a stronghold of Islamic State militants. The mission comes 2 days after the deadly attacks in Paris, which Islamic State said it was behind. Hugh Schofield sent this report from Paris.
12 planes took part in the attack, operating out of French bases in Jordan and the United Arab Emirates. The Defense Ministry said that the targets had been identified in earlier reconnaissance flights and the attack carried out in coordination with the Americans. President Hollande had described Friday's attacks in Paris as an act of war, and he promised that France's reaction would be pitiless.
It's emerged that a man who's now the subject of a huge manhunt over the Paris shootings and bombings was stopped by police and let go hours after the attacks on Friday. Officers stopped a car heading towards the Belgian border, which was carrying 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam. Gavin Hewitt in Paris has more details.
News tonight of what could be a hugely embarrassing episode for the French police. In the hours after the attacks here in Paris, they stopped a car heading towards the Belgian border. They questioned certainly one man, there may have been two others in the vehicle, but they questioned him for some period, and then they examined his ID, and then they let him go. He now is the focus of the manhunt. He now is the most wanted man in France, and it turns out that his brother was one of the suicide bombers in the attacks here. And of course, this now is, a hugely embarrassing episode for the French police.
The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has said there's no need to change the EU's policy on migration following the attacks in Paris. A Syrian passport found next to the body of one of the gunmen in Paris was registered to a refugee who had entered the EU last month via Greece. Mark Lowen reports from the Turkish resort of Bodrum, where many make the journey to the Greek islands.
The authenticity of the passport is still unclear. Frontex, the EU's border agency, warned earlier this year that Syrian passports were being forged as they were more likely to be accepted for asylum. But Greek officials say the passport was presented in Leros on the 3rd of October. The holder is likely to have reached the island from here in Bodrum, one of the over 500,000 who have travelled from Turkey to the Greek islands this year, Leros among those receiving the highest volume.
A memorial service for the 129 people killed in Friday's attacks has been held at Notre Dame Cathedral. The Archbishop of Paris, Cardinal André Vingt-Trois, said Paris had been hit with unusual savagery. The bodies of up to 30 victims are yet to be identified, and some families are still searching for missing relatives. The French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, has said there were families that had been utterly destroyed. World news from the BBC. The coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Syria has delivered around 50 tons of ammunition to the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces Coalition. The delivery also included rocket-propelled grenades. Here's Gary O'Donoghue from Washington.
This is the second shipment of ammunition to the groups in northern Syria, the first taking place last month by air. This time the delivery was by road, and according to one source, was roughly the same quantity as previously. Last time it amounted to around 50 tons of ammunition and rocket-propelled grenades. On that occasion, there were no weapons, and that appears to be the same this time around. Last month's delivery preceded a big push by the Arab and Kurdish groups to seize territory in northeastern Syria, close to the Iraqi border.
The new Prime Minister of Nepal, Khadga Prasad Oli, has appealed to India to lift restrictions on fuel, medicine and food supplies. Mr. Oli accused India of imposing an undeclared blockade and said it was creating a worse humanitarian crisis than the recent earthquake. Colombia's largest rebel group, the FARC, has requested the release of 81 of its fighters on health grounds. In a statement, it said the lives of the prisoners are at risk in Colombia's precarious jails. Mexico has extradited two drug trafficking suspects to face trial in the United States. One of the men, Cesar Gasolim Serrano, was described by the U.S. Treasury Department as one of the most prolific cocaine suppliers for Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. The other, Pedro Rubio Perez, had been charged with drugs and organized crime offenses. There's been a surge of resignations of Mormons from their church in the U.S. state of Utah over the church's new policy on gay married couples. Several hundred resigned on Saturday, but this swelled to about 1,500 on Sunday. The new policy bars children of married same-sex couples from being baptized in the faith until they turn 18. BBC News.